Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Okay, folks, March 11th, Bonnie and I will be doing a live podcast from the Village Underground, a live My Wife Hates Me. Please go to comedyseller.com under feature events. You can buy your tickets. It is March 11th, 8 o'clock. We will have a celebrity guest marriage counselor come in. It's going to be great. It's going to sell out. So get your tickets now. ComedySeller.com, feature event, live podcast. Go fuck yourself. She loves him too. Test. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Go ahead. You go.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Can you please talk up?
I'm talking as loud as I can possibly talk. Why are you getting so mad? You don't have any sense, like, you don't have any silliness in your life?
It's not silly. This is serious.
Why is it serious?
Because all these goddamn, if we don't do a podcast now, then we won't have one to do because I'm going out of town.
Well, me making a little joke at the beginning is not going to hinder the entire podcast.
Test. There, that sounds better. I think that's better. Go ahead.
Test.
Not so loud. God. Okay. So, welcome. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. We're back, and it's early in the week. It's
another podcast. Well, we're still doing it. I wonder if people tune in just to see, like, are they still together?
You know what?
We are.
You know what I don't understand?
Well, probably so many things to choose from.
Like?
Just from what I've seen, or is this something else?
I get emails all the time to do podcasts and internet radio shows and all kinds of stuff, and I don't want to do any of them.
Why?
I don't know. I did one yesterday in the car.
Uh-huh.
And who's listening to that guy? I mean, we have listeners.
Do we?
Yeah. So, I mean, if people do our podcast, it's
do well, our podcast?
Like, I'll do big podcasts. It's like I go on a road and do radio.
Oh,
like,
my God. You're what? Just...
I mean, I'm just saying.
I know, but you're not even saying it well. Like, what? Basically, you're saying, like, look, I don't want to do shit for these people, that are these little minions.
Well, you know what? Because they always have the same names when I say, well, we got this guy and that guy, and it's always the same people.
Who are the names? Colin Quinn?
No. Like, Don Jameson and Levy and... That's their gets.
Yeah,
their gets, when they say their gets...
Those are pretty big gets.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, they're my
Don
friends.
Don Jameson is on a TV show.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, when you tell me you got
Bob Levy's
a professional.
One of
Twitter.
My favorite, I'm not going to say people, but characters that I've ever met.
He's great. He's got over, 60,000 tweets?
Unlike you, you know, people say this. They go, oh, he's a tough guy on the outside, but he's, you know, on the inside, he's a real sweetheart. I don't see that with you. I feel like you're like a block of wood all the way through. But Levy, I do see it. He's a real sweetheart. He's a real sweetie pie.
You want to fool around with Bob Levy, don't you?
I do think about sometimes volunteering to be the one he licks the blue cheese. That is the gross... Okay, So Bob Levy.
I don't know if he's still doing blue cheese.
But he used to. How did it work? I never saw it.
He brought a girl from the audience and he asked, you know, and he would.
But what was the bit? Like, what was the joke of it? What was the setup?
I don't know.
No one remembers the setup, just the fact that somebody would volunteer. This is the kind of audience that he had. Do you think Eugene Merman, if Eugene Merman asked for a volunteer to eat something out of someone's ass, he would get one? That's Bob Levy.
Eugene Merman's a creepy looking guy. You would think that would be creepy.
Okay, it's just a different. That's his audience. Is that he asks for someone out of the audience to come up and he will eat blue cheese. First of all, is it blue cheese dressing or is it like chunks of blue cheese?
Blue cheese dressing.
It's blue cheese.
Who would carry chunks of blue cheese?
I don't know who would. Who would eat blue cheese dressing? Like, first of all, blue cheese dressing. That's got to be part of the joke, right?
Something. I don't know.
Why not whipped cream?
Why
something.
Don't I call him?
Something yummy.
Where's my phone?
You can't understand him face to face. There's no way on speakerphone he's gonna be.
Yeah, let's see if I can get Levy on. Like, there was a comic years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's still doing comedy. This guy Maurice, and he used to put white bunch of milk in his mouth and do Linda Lovelace and go. And just spilt white milk all over the place, right?
Yeah.
Like he had a dildo or he was giving head.
Yeah.
And white milk was. So we said to him, we go, you know, we saw somebody do your bit on Star Search. And he was like, fuck, everybody knows that's my bit.
Oh my God. He didn't think about everything.
He thought that somebody, like, we really had him convinced that somebody did his Linda Lovelace bit on
his cum spitting bit on Star Search.
So let me see if I can get, you know, this is
but people think things get dirtier and dirtier, but really these are some fucking dirty bits from 20 years ago, 25 years ago,
yes.
Right? Okay, so.
Hello, Bob.
He picked up right away.
Hold on, I'm putting you on speakerphone. You're on our podcast. Hold on. Let's see if it works. Speak as clearly as you possibly can into the phone because we don't have like a professional setup.
You're drinking blue cheese, put it down.
Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear? Whoa, hold on. I almost knocked it. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, folks. We have Bob Levy on the phone. Bob, we were talking. We started off our podcast, and we don't even know how we got on this subject. And we're not trashing you because Bonnie was saying how she likes you. And
She definitely digs me, guys.
Okay. And she said that you're like a sweet guy, like a real sweet guy. And.
Yeah.
And she said she would volunteer to have you lick blue cheese out of her ass if she was in your. She would volunteer. So we're not bad mouthing your trash. And this could be in the.
I've
past.
Never seen the bit. I've never seen the bit.
But we started talking about the bit. We're wondering, what's the setup for that? Like, what is this? Like, how do you get a girl? What's the setup to? I mean, I don't even know if you still do it anymore. But what's the setup?
Or daughter.
Now, do you?
Okay, so wait. Let me just say what he said because it's hard to understand. He said he just says I'm going to eat blue cheese out of somebody's ass. Does anyone want to come up here? And usually it's someone's wife or girlfriend. What's the other? That means that some percentage of the time it's something else. What is that?
Oh well, she said if it's not a wife or girlfriend, what else could it be? It could be a single girl in the audience.
But it's never a dude.
Yeah. Now, most of the time, it's like somebody wants me to do that to their wife or girlfriend. I got a mother and a daughter in Houston once, and a husband was there.
So you got a mother and a daughter at the same time.
So what do they now, do? Do they have to pull down their pants?
Well, do they pull down their pants completely? Or like, I mean, because that's...
I would say it's halfway, you know what I mean?
Oh, they pull their panties down halfway? But you really lick a stranger's ass crack.
But you don't get into the ass. You just put it like on the top or on the side or something.
Dude, I fucking basically push the fucking log back sometimes. Depends on who it is.
Okay, here's another.
I really don't give a fuck, you know what I mean? I was so boozed up, I wasn't going to get no disease. You know, the booze would kill anything.
Oh, you mean when you were drinking, you were doing this?
So after, you would just put your face in a glass of whiskey and you'd be fine.
Okay, now did you ever get in a fight over this? Did anybody ever get mad?
Yeah, in Florida, a guy, his girlfriend, was a first date. She came up.
This guy was on a first date.
He came back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, we're going to just... Bob, we got to repeat some of this because it's hard to understand.
It's not coming out real clear, so we got to repeat.
So you go through the audience, as you sometimes do, and then you feel a bit of a push. You ignore it. You carry on to the green room. Okay. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I basically sit on the couch, and all of a sudden I see this guy, like, fucking dive at me like fucking Spider-Man, and... I basically just got him in a, like, bear hug and, like, flipped him over into the corner. And, you know, it's not a lot of room there. And I had him pinned, so I'm just, like, pummeling him. And then Bob Gullup was on the show, and he walks over.
What a great show, first of all. Let me just say that. You and Bob Gullup on the same
show.
Now,
was this booked as A Tale of Two Bobs?
Okay, so you guys are fighting in the green room. You flipped him over.
But wait a second. He was only on a he was on a first date, and he started a fight over it on a first date?
Yeah, I guess he's a rookie, man.
You must have put your tongue in real far on that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to warm him up for, you know.
Oh, God.
And fucking, the crybaby, and then after his friends dragged him out, Don went to grab him, the owner.
Yeah.
And the guys pulled a knife out. I went to stab Don, but he put his foot off the step, and he missed them. So now they go outside, and they try to pull away, and Don Siegel jumps on the hood of the car, and they're driving away with him on the hood of the car, and his wig is, like, flapping all around.
Who? Don has a wig?
They hit the brakes, and he went flying off, and he came in, and he goes, "Fuck."
Yeah.
You can't understand him. He's like, "Bob, you know who's been?" I'm like, "What?" And I'm like, "What?" "You know how to do blue cheese tomorrow night?"
Are you going to do the thing with blue cheese tomorrow night?
That's what he said. Oh. Are you going to do the thing with blue cheese?
And did you do it?
No. Like, a lot of places I didn't want to do it. It's like they wanted me to do it. It was stupid.
But how did it come about? Like, you just did it when... Why blue cheese? Oh, so you were doing it like Evel Knievel, like a challenge.
Yeah, I mean, it started in South Carolina years ago. After a show, me and Florentine and a few other people were standing around, and there was this black chick that looked like Whitney Houston. And we came up, we said something like, "How about we come up with some money and let Bobby eat something out of your ass?" And I think we came up with like $38.
Oh, brother.
And you know how they have blue cheese, but they have it in like mustard packet things like out there.
Yeah.
So Jim was putting it in a ramp, and then I ate it out of the ramp. And then it got all over town and on the radio.
Oh, it got all over what?
On stage, everybody stands up, and they got blue cheese bottles. That's how it started.
Somebody talked about it on the radio, and then it became a thing? Oh, my God.
I don't do it anymore.
Well, I mean, you retired.
But do you ever eat blue cheese? Like, do you ever order a salad with blue cheese dressing?
No. Fucking, I hate blue cheese. Thousand Island, baby.
Thousand Island. If you were to do the bit again, would you choose Thousand Island?
No, because it's too easy. I mean, you don't want it to be easy. You want it to be something. Like, there was one girl in Pennsylvania. pretty girl. I was like, oh, thank God it's her. I get up there. I go deep on her, right? I think she took a shit and walked there.
She's
I
what?
Swear to God. I almost fucking threw up. That was probably the worst one I ever had.
Oh, God. Like, I mean, you can't. That's the thing. I don't
well,
know.
Well, see, but blue cheese, is, it looks like cum dripping out of her butt. That's the reason you go with blue cheese.
It's so, like, the whole thing, though. I mean, I can't imagine. Like, I couldn't imagine even just, like, I mean, I can't imagine like, well, eating someone's that you don't, like.
You don't even let me eat your ass and we're married. I've never even, not once in my life.
Stop. Oh. Stop.
You never ate her ass?
Stop. Oh, no, stop. It's because he's done it and I feel bad in front of.
You know, now, will you.
Huh? Can you get your tongue past your teeth anyway?
That's part of the problem, Bob.
First of all, I have new teeth. Second of all, now, were you being labeled as a prop comic throughout the community? Were people calling you a prop comic?
No.
Wait, I got a couple more questions.
You know when you get done as the idiot in comedy and they go, oh, that's such a hack bit. I go, yeah, who else in the world does it?
Yeah, right. Well, how is that? That had to have been your closer. Right.
What stock is or what anything is, you know?
You invented a new bit, new thing, eating things out of orifices. If anybody eats anything out of an orifice, you started that.
Yeah, I once dipped the chicken wing in a girl's ass and ate the chicken wing too.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. What if there was no blue cheese?
You know what I mean? Look, I've been eating ass raw since I was 18. I probably got a fucking 2 feet of fucking.
I like how he knows his age. I started when I was 18.
Well, you know, and the thing is, what do you call it? See, he, like Gallagher, has to travel with a lot of stuff.
No, he doesn't have to do anything. Well, maybe a couple of packets of blue cheese.
A couple packets a weekend of blue cheese. You get it? You know, you can go to the supermarket.
But here's the thing. Nobody knows that he doesn't like blue cheese.
Man, look, if I have to fucking have somebody open the door for me to get into a club, I ain't a fucking comedian. You know what I mean? I don't have no fucking problem.
Oh, so you can't carry a box is what you're saying. If you are carrying a box and you need someone to open the door for you, to you, that's not a comic.
I mean, he's a prop. That makes him a prop.
Yeah,
problem.
Yeah.
A fucking prop act. You know what I mean? If you got all this shit you got in front of you, I'd rather get out of the business and fucking lug shit around me. If I can't make people funny with just grabbing a fucking mic, then fucking, there's no
and eating, eating stuff out of people's asses. Okay, I've got one more question for you.
That's good. I mean, it's a good way to fucking meet a girl.
Okay, here's
of
another
course.
Question.
Of course.
Did you ever get to, when you were single and you did this, did you ever get to close a deal with any of these young ladies?
Dude, I had closed it when I was married.
Oh, Bob.
What the fuck are you talking about? Why do you think I've been divorced fucking 3 times?
Well, you're not divorced again.
Well, I'm getting divorced.
No, from the Ohio girl?
Oh,
yeah, but go sacrifice for a year or two. Move to Ohio and just do the road. That's
you
it.
No, I got my son here. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
Look, I'm not going to rent the fucking house and move the fucking gate. I'm not doing that bullshit no more. I'll just find another one. You don't think I have a fucking waiting list, motherfucker?
No, I'm not doing any more goddamn benefits. Well, your son is from your second marriage, right?
Yeah, so he's right. You know, he was going out today before. You know, I'm driving to Uncle Vinny's now.
Uh-huh.
To get disappointed.
Oh, you're going to Uncle Vinny's.
I'll see him after I come back from Rochester this weekend.
How old is your son now? About 12?
14, man. got him playing the bass. I got him, he wants to do comedy, man. He was on the Artie Lang show. He was on the Today show with me. Said I've brought him on stage with me. He was attacking people and fucking, he has no fear of anything like that.
Wow. Now, he wasn't eating Pop Rocks. All right. Anyhow, listen, we got to wrap this up.
I don't know why they...
He was eating candy corn out of girls' asses.
Oh.
All right, well...
It's a totally different bit.
Well, thank you for taking time and explaining to us the whole history of the blue cheese, and now that it's all legacy now.
Yeah. And, you won't be able to see that again.
You won't be able, you know, unless it's a special show.
Except for just tonight at Dunkel Vinny's.
Who? Yeah.
They made me do it on the Dirty show because the guy's the kid that runs it. He said, "Look, you were the first act I've ever seen in Florida and Boca." And he goes, "You didn't eat blue cheese that night." He goes, "So you're eating it?" And I go, "Look, I'm done with that." He goes, "I write the check." I said, "All right, I'll do it."
God bless you. Well, listen.
Wow. What a guy.
It was a pleasure to have you. Thank you for taking the time out, and I'll talk to you later.
Bye, Bob.
I love you guys.
I love you too.
Tell Uncle Vinny we said hi, or I did. Bye.
Okay.
Shut up.
Wow.
I guess you could hear that clear
enough.
I
have no idea if people could understand him or not, but...
Oh, I hope they could understand him.
Here's the thing, though. He does... I mean, aside from the fact that he was closing deals when he was married, he's got a lot of character because he could have just said that he hated Thousand Island and then done it with Thousand Island. Like, nobody knows he hates blue cheese. Like, no one understands that he's going the extra mile because he hates blue cheese dressing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, if he was working with Gullup, I would imagine Gullup was closing that show. Do you want to call Gullup and find out what went on?
What do you mean? Gullup was closing over Bob?
No, I don't know. He said Bob Gullup was on that show. And
these are two of the most biggest characters in comedy on the same show. I mean, it's crazy. Bob Gullup used to do a bit where he would go on stage. I saw him do this at the Improv in Los Angeles. I think this was the first time I might have seen him. He went on stage as a one-armed comic.
The left as the next boxer.
Yeah, and he had and the audience loved him. He was the MC, and he was, you know, whatever. And
his right arm was.
Yeah, so he had his one arm tucked under, and a couple acts later, he went up with the other arm tucked under, like he did it. Now he was missing the other arm, and the audience was furious with it.
Hey Bob, I got to put you on our podcast.
Bob Gullup. Now
we
got to
ask you a couple of questions. Why? Oh.
What's happening?
Oh, you are?
We're on a podcast. He didn't tell me you were on the podcast. He'll say yes.
Oh, okay. It's Bob Levy told us a story about him in Florida, that you were on a show with him when he was doing something with blue cheese and there was a fight. So we just wanted to get your opinion. All right. Well, you don't have 2 minutes?
For our podcast? You didn't tell him
it's... If you don't worry about it.
Tell him it's on the podcast. He doesn't know.
I said it's on the podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's up at 2, okay.
What's that?
All right. She's up at 2, okay.
Okay, so try to talk clear and slow because we're not a big setup. We got you on speakerphone in front of a microphone. Now, you were on a show with Bob Levy in Florida where he was eating blue cheese out of audience members' hineys. First of all, who had to close that show?
Well, I mean, they brought me in to close the shows. I didn't want to close the show. Was that the first night or the second? I'm trying to think.
Well, it was the night of the fight. It was the night of the fight.
Yeah, I know. There was two shows we did. It was a star. It was Friday and Saturdays. I'm trying to think if that was the first show, the Grinch. No, that was the second show. The first show, definitely Don got hit, when I got hit in the face.
Wait, you guys were switching off?
What's that?
Were you guys switching off? Or you were closing?
No,
what happened was, is Bob would go at the end, and he would bring up Beetlejuice. And then he would get to his clothing,
I can't understand him. You got to stop and recap what he's saying.
You know what? We're gonna call you back when we have the right setup, because this, it's too staticky. But just the fact that you had to follow that makes you like the most powerful comic on the planet. That you had to go.
You have no idea.
How do you follow that? Were you on stage when the fight broke out, or that was after the show?
No, after the show, I knew when he couldn't see that group, but
when he what?
I had to follow that, and then he was in the green room with this guy. I seen this guy staring at him. The guy was cut too, and
it's a cut guy staring at him.
And then he was in the green room, and they're fighting. I'm kicking the guy in the head, and I just got a brand new camera for a guy. I don't want the camera to break. I'm coming to get him on at the same time. I'm kicking him.
So you were kicking the guy in the head?
All right. Well, here's the deal. We're going to recap this. It's too staticky. I'll call you back later this week. But thanks. Okay, what he was saying. See, God, we got to get a real setup here. Because this
how
is
would you get? How do you get it?
I don't know. There's got to be some kind of like
maybe
thing
when we
where
get
you
our
get
board.
Call-ins.
That woman is going to get us the board.
Okay. Anyhow, so he said he was on stage when the fight broke out, right?
Yeah, but then he went backstage and was kicking the guy in the head.
Well, he said the guy was ripped and cut, you know, and Levy was probably wasted at that time in his life. Anyhow, all I know is...
You're not sober eating blue cheese out of somebody's ass.
No, no.
You're not going to do that sober.
All right, well, that was 25 minutes. Hopefully that people can understand... You know, Levy, these are not only TP.
They're crazy. It's
plus, either of them, both of them, you can't understand even when you're talking to them on the phone.
Right, right. I know. So more or less. They're hard to understand when they're on stage even, which
is why
they resort to
eating blue cheese. And Gullop used to come on stage when he first started comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to bring a live cat on. And he would do, like, put the cat under his arm and say like an Italian girl. Then he would put the cat on his forehead and say a Russian guy, like eyebrows.
Yeah.
With his live cat.
Wow. Yeah, he was weird. I remember when I met him, and then I talked to him after that show because I thought it was so funny.
He's just, yeah.
The one arm thing. I mean, I really like when people do things that they know that they're going to get a negative response for. I don't know why that, like.
You don't
I
like
just,
when I do that, get a negative response?
No, I do. I do. I mean, I don't want it to happen to you all the time because I want to see you do well and stuff. But I mean,
Bob used to sell Lucky Potatoes on
the
street.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. I listened to his What the Fuck. That's a good What the Fuck.
He sold Lucky Potatoes.
But
he got on more TV. Go ahead.
So I went and talked to him after the show, and it was just like an hour of him talking at me. Like, I got scared. Like, I didn't know how to get out. Like, I remember I was kind of like being backed into a corner. Like, I just kept backing up and backing up. He gave me flyers to a show he was doing. And it's crazy. And then I found out. Then I avoided him a little. I didn't know what his deal was.
Oh, shit.
I found out you guys were buds.
Why? We weren't going out when you met him.
No, I met him before, of course. But when I really got to know him was when we were dating.
Matthew McConaughey just got off stage. He just finished his acceptance speech. It went kind of long. It did kind of long. Okay.
I watched the whole thing, like almost all of it, and fast forward. Like I would just see who won and keep going.
Yeah, you don't want to hear their dumb thank yous and, you know, how come no one ever...
Although Kate Blanchett goes to Sandra Bullock, she goes... Your performance in Gravity, I could watch till the end of time, and I think I did. Like,
that
was kind of a slam.
No.
Right? And it felt like I did, she said.
No, she didn't. It felt, she probably watched it a couple times.
It got a laugh from the audience. Like, the audience thought she was, and Sandra even went like this. Sandy, as I call her, went like this. Like, what? Did you just slam me? She couldn't have meant it, right? Nobody's that ballsy.
Well,
no actress.
No, how come nobody ever accepts an award and says, "Hey, hey, Frank, why don't you go fuck yourself? Or
okay, because let me just explain something. The reason that they're accepting awards and you are not is because they have played the game all the way up to that moment.
There's people
they're
that
not
going to
change now.
You don't think there's people that fuck them that they have resentment or anger
Of course,
too?
But they know how to play the game. That's why they're accepting Academy Awards. Do you think it's really just totally just all based on talent? No, you've got to fucking play the game in Hollywood.
Oh, no. Oh, really? I know that.
Yeah, so do you really think that anyone... When you win an Academy Award, it's a huge deal. Do you really think anyone's going to be like, and I'm about to throw it all away so I can say, fuck you,
no.
Fucky, fuck, fuck.
No, or about how
agent
about
who
like,
dumped me
hey,
10 years ago.
Yeah, like ha-ha to the people that said no to me.
Because they know how to play the game. Your brain can't even accept that that's not playing the game.
Yes, sir. People would love that.
No, it's not the people that matter.
Who does?
It's the business. It's the industry.
Yeah, but they would go,
oh,
you know what,
on.
This
don't
one
be...
is honest.
Good. I want you to do it, but I know you'll never get there because your mind doesn't work the way that a mind works that gets there.
Oh, yeah.
No, it doesn't. If you're sitting around thinking about ways to get even on an acceptance, they're probably getting even with people in a much grander way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you stop picking your nose for 5 minutes? You're flicking them around. It's disgusting. I can't take it anymore.
I wasn't picking my nose. I was scratching it. There's a difference.
Well, then I don't know what the fuck is coming out of it, but something. And I saw you flick it. Flicked across the room. It's
yeah,
gross.
Did you hear it land? There's too many special interest groups. The transgenders got upset at...
Ladies and gentlemen, we've heard this speech before.
Did I?
Go ahead. No.
Really? They got mad at Ellen for making a fucking...
That was stupid.
And know what else they got mad at?
What?
That the guy that won for co-starring who played... what did he play? A transgender or transvestite?
Oh, Jared Leto. Because he played the wrong kind of... They always do that, though. I mean,
but he didn't thank that community.
But his acceptance speech was all about that, like live the life you want to live and all that stuff.
I didn't see it, but I read online today people were upset.
They can go fuck
They were
themselves.
Upset that
there they was, don't want any incremental change. They want it all
no,
at
they
one
were,
time.
They were upset that no. What was he playing? A transgender or transvestite? What's the difference?
I don't know.
A transvestite gets dressed like a girl, and he was getting dressed like a girl.
A transvestite.
Is a guy that dresses like a girl.
Is a crossdresser, yeah.
A transgender has an operation.
Right.
And so in that movie, he was a transvestite. He didn't have an operation.
I
don't know. Maybe he did. But they were saying...
It's probably like... That's probably not even the right... It probably has something to do with like, well... I mean, you can think you're a man, but like to dress in women's clothing, or you can think you're actually a woman that needs to be like thought of as a woman in society, or you could be like me. I feel like I'm a man that likes to dress like a tomboy girl. You know what I mean? Like everybody has their different. You're on it. You're on it. Some kind of a spectrum.
When
you know?
We were arguing last night, you hit me like a man. You physically attacked me.
I was joking around.
You could put out over the air what a creep I am, but then when I bring up one negative thing you do, you don't want to hear it.
Oh well, if you're gonna take that seriously, then I don't know what to do with you.
So tell me, we got a bunch of free equipment coming in?
Really?
Really what?
This is where we're going now?
What, with the free equipment?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Because I'm trying to start talking about how I was upset that everybody's complaining about any time a comic does anything, you go, well, we heard that before. Here we go.
I'm having a personal joke with the few of the listeners. You are still allowed to say what you want to say.
But have I said that? That they get, you know, why would they get upset?
Yeah. Well, I'm 100% sure that you said it not only on the podcast, but in real life.
Well, there's not
but
one
But it's fine.
Thing,
you're allowed to have that opinion.
But there's not one thing a comic can say without somebody fucking complaining if you're
yeah,
if you're
you know,
famous.
I mean, people who feel, you know, at a disadvantage don't seem to have a great sense of humor. You know, the thing is that it's, I feel like if you are able to laugh at yourself, it pulls you up so much farther, so much faster than if you're just fighting people all the time on it. Do you know what I mean? Like feminism obviously is not does not have a great track record for humor. But if women were more, instead of getting angry all the time, were just sort of more like funny about certain injustice. I mean, obviously there's certain things that you can't, you know, spousal abuse, I guess you're not allowed to joke about it, but I think he should be able to joke about anything. I don't know what I'm saying, but I'm just saying I feel like it's harder to get people to accept things when it's just constantly being this like, you're doing it wrong, that's wrong, you can't do that. It's like, have a, you know, I don't think that was a mean joke. I thought it was funny, whatever. The Ellen joke.
To Liza Minnelli.
That was the joke that I told you. And I was like, well, she said one funny thing. And then I found out that was... Well, that night, too, Chelsea Handler took over the
Huffington Post
thing. Oh, I'm sorry.
The HuffPo, really? Is that how the hipsters say it?
That's how it's on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And... you know, she got a lot of
flack. She was funny.
Yeah, I read some of her tweets. They were pretty funny. When she said that chick was now, Angelina Jolie was getting adoption papers ready for the best supporting actress.
Yeah, but the best supporting actress, when she won whatever her name was for 12 Years a Slave.
Lupito or something.
12 Years a Slave. The fucking white, guilt-stricken, pandering audience gave her a standing ovation and was clapping like she really was a slave.
Come out of slavery. I know, yeah. She's like, thank you to the Yale.
Yeah. She went to fucking Yale School
of Drama.
I've lived
all over the world. And I know. And
but they
like,
were applauding her.
But they still think she's a slave.
That's how hip, what
she's
hypocrites
had a
are.
Terrible life. She has had a terrible... Look at how far she's come. Yeah. Thank you, Yale Drama School.
Yeah. Fucking Yale, one of the best drama schools in the country. Yale, one of the best colleges, most expensive.
Are you telling the people that?
Meryl
Streep. Something you know?
Meryl Streep went to Yale. Meryl Streep went to Yale.
It's an Ivy League school. Like,
it's not fucking Ivy League. Is
Yale?
It might be Ivy League. It's
top. Oh, my God.
Well, but it's a top Ivy League school. It's ahead of Princeton and Dartmouth, okay?
Okay.
And Brown.
Please don't talk.
Come on, name some Ivy League schools.
I'm not from
Brown?
This country, first of all.
Well, you
I think Brown
one.
Is not an Ivy League. I think yes, it's called the Little Ivy League or something.
I'll
little,
look it up right now. Talk for a while.
The mini. We're going to like have a conversation about colleges. Neither one of us went to college.
Yeah, but
you
I
didn't even
know.
Finish high school. You don't even have your... Do you have your high school equivalency thing? Or you just keep doing... Is that why you keep doing IQ tests?
How do you spell league?
Are you fucking serious? L-E-A-G-U-E.
L-E-A-U.
Look at it. It's come up. You don't even have to see. You spelt it wrong and it still came up.
Ivy League.
Go Wikipedia.
What, that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to name
it'll list it.
The Ivy League schools. Where? I don't see any. Brown. I said Brown.
Okay.
Columbia. It's in New York. Brown's in Rhode Island. Cornell, Dartmouth, Harvard, Princeton, University of Pennsylvania, Yale is last.
University of Pennsylvania? That seems weird.
And yeah, I don't think that's in Philadelphia. No one's heard of that one. Yale is last.
Look at Harvard was founded in 1638. Yale, 1701.
Wait, where do you see
I'd
that?
I'd like to thank Yale.
Where do you see that?
Below, it says year founded.
Where? Oh, founded. How come there's Jewish writing right here? Luxton. I don't fucking know. Hold
Jews
on.
Love college. I think everybody knows that.
Founded. Which was the earliest one? 1630, Harvard. My cousin went to like Harvard and what's the one in England that's really famous?
Boston University.
There's one in England, too. You know what I'm talking about?
Cambridge.
I don't know. Fuck it. We're talking schools when I don't really
God,
know what's going on.
The dumbest people. This is like a funny kind of conversation. It's like the dumbest people on the planet talking about colleges, Ivy League colleges.
Do you know?
But it is funny to be like, that was when I went to Yale.
Do you know why they call them Ivy Leagues? Do you know why they call them Ivy Leagues?
Because there's Ivy.
Yeah, it grows
walls.
Up on the building. That's what.
Is that true? You're lying.
Are you kidding me? You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, Ivy League schools.
Please stop. Please stop. I don't want you giving me false information.
This is not false information.
You are. You're giving me false information.
Because I've done shows at Princeton. I know.
Remember when you thought that like Indian people vacuumed up their dead ancestors?
No, they don't vacuum.
Because they're scared that they might vacuum their dead ancestors?
Yeah, they believe in reincarnation.
Oh, my God. You're such an asshole.
You don't believe that? When I used to sell vacuums.
Stop it. I can't have this conversation.
They might vacuum, but they
Maybe
don't throw out.
Maybe that's why they told you so you would. They didn't have to buy a vacuum.
I don't think it's racist. That's just what I was told when I sold Kirby's. I sold Kirby vacuums. That only lasted a couple of weeks. I used to sell meat off a truck, too.
Yeah, you probably got fired for racism.
I used to sell wholesale boxes of meat off the truck, Triangle Meat. And then my truck got robbed. And then they wanted me to pay, and I had no money, and they came at me with bats, but my father...
Yet, if you won an Academy Award, do you think they'd all stand for you? No.
What do you mean?
I'd like to thank Kirby Vacuums.
Well, I had a, you know, I had a lot of fucked up gigs. My daughter.
Go to bed.
No.
I thought we were going to the yoga place. We're not going to the yoga place, are we?
No.
Why not?
Because.
All right, come on. We got to wrap this up. We got about... Five more minutes. Eight more minutes.
Five.
Eight.
Well, I was getting beat up. It's
and we're not going to do any spoiler alerts, but we just finished House of Cards Season 2. Fucking unbelievable. Kevin Spacey walked out of the Oscars kind of going, it's good to be out of Washington because that's where his show was based out of. And he was almost like, you know what?
He was doing it as the character.
Yeah, I know, but he was, and he was almost saying... My gig is better than all your dumb fucking movies, basically.
He did seem like he was better than them, and I believed it. But I believed it. I was like, oh, God, yeah.
You know, he was like, ugh, I'm taking time out of my busy TV schedule to come to...
It's not even TV. I'm taking time out of my busy internet show.
Yeah. That everybody's watching, that's getting great reviews.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean... How could you? You cannot like that show.
No, you have to go. No.
I mean, you cannot dislike that show.
Raina, I'm not gonna do
it. We're almost done, Raina. You cannot dislike that show. It's so good. So, and you know what? He's so good in the show as Robin Wright that when he walked out, he basically was saying, "Well, look, if they had Oscars for TV shows, I would have won it." That's basically what he was saying. That's the feeling I got.
That's his.
Right?
A wonderful observation. Very insightful.
Good observation.
And you had a gut feeling, which I don't think you have all that often. Great.
Not since I lost it. I saw a picture of me on stage. I used to have a bigger gut than I have now, I'll tell you that. Oh, tell everybody what you went through with the apple. What your kid did. Yes.
Okay. This girl I know may or may not be my six-year-old daughter.
No, it's not. It's really this girl. It's actually not a girl. It's a boy. She knows.
Oh, so, yeah, I told her not to put apps on my phone. She knew the password because, you know, whatever, for different various reasons. And, but she knew she wasn't supposed to put apps on my phone or the iPad unless I approved it. And she got in trouble for doing it.
Or he or she?
he got in trouble for doing it. And so then she put apps on my iPad and then would delete them. Oh, sorry. He would put apps on my iPad and then delete them where I wouldn't find out. And... Then I did find out. I noticed that she had bought an entire box set of iCarly, and yes, from iTunes, which you can get free on Netflix. And so then I went to check out. There was so many apps on there that I did not approve, and then I had to call. I called her a little shit, and then she got mad at me for swearing at her. So he. And then I had to call iTunes, and it was so much bigger than I had realized. It was hundreds of dollars.
It's almost $1,000, right? Was it almost $1,000?
No, no, not that
over much. Over 600?
I think it's less than 500.
Worth of downloads?
I didn't ask for a tally, but it was embarrassing. It just kept going on. It was like $21.99. There's three charges of $29.99 on this app. I mean, it was like ridiculous. And he'd say, how about this app? I'd say, if it's 99 cents or... Because I was embarrassed. I was like, if it's free or 99 cents, don't worry about it. And then... sometimes he'd be like, oh, that app is $6.99 or that app is $14.99 or whatever. She just went crazy. I don't even get it. It was insane. And then at one point he was like, yelled at by a clown. That's hers. I should take that off. It's $9.99. And I go, oh, no, that one's mine. Because it's Nate Bargatze's
CD.
Raina wanted me to tell that. Okay, can you turn that off, please?
Excuse me,
this doesn't work in my phone, so go. Goodbye.
You were one of those stories that could have made the internet almost. You were just
what do
you
mean?
You know, the kid that runs up the $30,000 phone.
They took
bill.
It all off. He was really nice, but it was like, it's like embarrassing. Like, you don't have control over your kid. Like, you just, like, your kid's just running around with your iPad and your phone.
Well, they probably get those calls all day long. And that's one thing good about iTunes, because
they took them all off.
You know, a lot of places, stores would go tough. You know,
yeah,
iTunes, so. I'm going to have to back.
The problem with iTunes, too, is that one of the things that they do is that sometimes, like, you put your password in, and then you can buy stuff for up to 15 minutes without putting in your password again. So if your kid is playing on a app that, you know, those free apps, you know, then you have to start buying stuff for a certain amount of money to continue playing. So they could just buy coins or whatever they need. That's what gets a lot of parents into trouble. But the first time she got in trouble, I didn't want to change the password because I said to her, I had this whole talk. I thought I got through to her. I want to be able to trust you. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, you're not gonna get you know what if you're not good.
What?
She wants to get beat up. She wants us to double beat her up. I said if she was good, we would. Okay, you're not gonna get beat up because you're not leaving us alone.
What kid wants to get beat up?
She's like crazy. She loves to get, and it's hard to beat her up because she doesn't want. She's like, don't just tickle. Like, I don't know what she wants. Like, actual getting hit and stuff.
Come here, Raina.
Okay, let's wrap this up.
One minute, because we have... Come here, I got to ask you one question. And be serious. Like, when you get beat up... Come on to my mic. Or my mic. When you get beat up and talk serious, like, what are we allowed to do and not allowed to do? What are we allowed to do?
You are allowed to do anything but tickle.
Like what? Like pinch?
Pinch and pull my legs, stretch them, anything like that. Just no tickling.
What about biting?
And no biting. Those are the only
what
two
about
things.
Slapping?
You can slap, just not that hard.
What about punching?
Stop
you
it. What
can punch.
Huh?
You can punch.
And what else? Pulling ears?
You can do anything but rip my ears out. And the other two that I said.
Tickle, no tickling, but I always tickle.
That's why she doesn't like it. She always tells me. I said, get daddy to beat you up. She goes, he just tickles.
I punch too. I punch. I tied you up and you got out today, remember? When I tied your legs to
You tied me with a belt.
To the bed. To
but see- you didn't even tie it onto my leg. You just did the...
Through the
oh, so easy to get out.
I know.
But she was good. She figured out how to get out.
Well, that was easy. Mommy does it with an actual string or a jump rope or something.
When mommy ties you up, she uses actual rope?
Yeah, jump rope.
But I used a good belt.
I'm drinking coffee right now, all those... Fucking people.
Get out of here. Beat it. Go.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
You can't
Goodbye.
Say that.
Goodbye.
You're going to take it away from
go
us.
Go to bed.
Go.
Go. All right. Before before that we get her taken away,
Bonnie,
I'd like
said
to spend
that.
The last Bonnie few minutes that. With my daughter. So I'm going to...
Bonnie said that.
I'm going to wrap it up now. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Well, we got this Tuesday, our live podcast at the Village Underground.
Our live podcast
at the Village Underground. Stop me.
I'm sorry, all those people. I didn't mean it. I just want to get beat up now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, get beat up.
All right, we got to say goodbye. This weekend... This weekend, Friday, I'm in Connecticut. Saturday at Mohegan Sun. This Saturday,
also,
Tuesday.
We were talking about the blue cheese stuff. She wasn't around.
No, she wasn't
around. I just realized.
No, she had her earphones on. She couldn't hear that.
Actually, yes, I could.
No, you didn't. What were you talking about?
Blue cheese.
No.
I just said it, so she
doesn't know. Anyhow, the live podcast is going to be great. Put the coffee down.
Stop it, Raina. No, now you're not. Now
the
you're
live
not.
Podcast.
Now you went too far. Goodbye.
No, please.
Well, then walk away right now and give us 1 minute.
Live podcast, March 11th, Village Underground. Get your tickets at ComedyCellar.com. Ron Bennington will be special guest.
He's great. He's so fun. And
fucking funny. And
hey, we just got mad at her for swearing, and then you're just swearing.
She's not in the room.
Actually, I'm right here.
You were in the other room. Sorry. Okay, beat it. All right.
Kids are great, but just don't have a six-year-old. I think that's the lesson we've all learned.
How do you stop
Try it? To get maybe some kind of like...
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.